WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A special meeting of the College Station City Council takes place this afternoon starting at 3.
Business includes whether to give TxDOT $1.2 million towards the more than $40 million cost of improving the intersection of George Bush Drive and Welborn Road. Money left over from other projects would pay 10% of the expected $12 million cost of acquiring right-of-way. Council's also being asked to approve a $153,000 construction contract to improve four intersections for pedestrians and bicyclists. They're located at George Bush and Dexter, George Bush and Timber, Holloman and Eleanor, and Holloman and Welsh. The council also takes final action on next year's budget and tax rate. While the tax rate stays the same, Councilwoman Julie Schultz says that might not be the case next year after taking money from College Station utilities to fund pay raises in the police department.
We had a lot of conversation with CSU about what we were wanting to do, and it was very clear that it was going to be a one-year thing, as far as I could tell, and I believe that's the case. We will be probably looking at a tax increase.
College Station's gaining another $2 million in property tax revenue due to increased valuations on existing property and new homes and businesses being added to the tax rolls. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More freeway construction began last night and will continue at night through the rest of the week. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports paving work will mean southbound traffic is reduced to one lane between Harvey Road and Southwest Parkway, and the southbound University Drive entrance ramp will be closed between 6:30 in the evening until 6:30 in the morning. No class today for students in Mumford ISD. Superintendent Pete Bayinski Jr. says a waterline break is to blame. Repairs are expected to be completed today. Bayinski says classes will resume tomorrow pending those repairs. The chancellor of the Texas A&M University system is reportedly getting a pay raise of nearly $400,000. The Eagle reports John Sharp has signed a five-year contract extension. His base salary goes up from $507,000 to $900,000 a year. Bryan Fire investigators are still working at determining the cause of an apartment fire Saturday night. Management at Shamrock Village Apartments on Wayside Drive say no one was hurt. Occupants of the building with 10 units were all displaced. Yesterday morning, Bryan firefighters went to the Rudder High campus following a report of smoke in a portable classroom building. The school district reports the fire came from an air conditioner attached to a wall. Classes will be held elsewhere until repairs are completed. A Bryan High School instructional aide and part-time coach is on paid administrative leave after he was arrested Friday for striking a student Monday. Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the 17-year-old was struck a couple of times by hand in the shoulder and or chest area after he was moved out of a classroom to calm down after becoming agitated from an undisclosed situation. 37-year-old Donald Hamilton of College Station was arrested for assault, resulting in bodily injury. Webb says the student was checked out by medical staff, then he was taken home by an administrator. The student returned to school later in the week. The process of filling cracks at the dam holding Lake Bryan that were noticed 2 weeks ago now includes lowering the lake level. BTU Group Manager David Worley says lowering the lake will not impact power plant operations, and there continues to be no restrictions on recreational uses at the lake. Worley adds it will take 7 to 10 days to fill the cracks in a 600-foot area. Then there will be another evaluation to determine the next step of repairs. Retired talk show host Neil Bortz, whose first radio job was at WTAW while he was attending Texas A&M in the 1960s, spent the weekend in Aggieland. Bortz and his wife have spent time in their motor coach as well as traveling overseas. He says many who follow him on Twitter, which is approaching 175,000, have changed their financial behavior so they can travel when they retire.
You don't need a brand new car with a big car payment. Get a used car. Just put some money away and you will not regret it. Keep your health, keep some of your money, and then when you're through working, do those things you had to put off for so many years.
Bortz says he feeds his need for political talk by doing subscription-based podcasts. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to CherryRufino.com.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695. Or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
713, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's going to be over the region for the foreseeable future, so the week looks relatively sunny, except for this morning. We're starting out with a lot of high and mid-level cloudiness. That should move out, though, during the day, and it turns sunny. Highs 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows anywhere from 70 to 75. Sunshine returns tomorrow, so do highs between 90 and 95. Tomorrow night, clear, 70 to 75. Sunny and 90 to 95 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. As week four of high school football is in the books, we'll share the winners and losers. Aggie football gets yet another win as they get ready for conference play. That happens this weekend against Arkansas. And the Aggie soccer team wins in double overtime last night. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50 or so.
7:14 right now. You know, we end up having these esoteric days that we celebrate, and we never know exactly what it's all about, but you know, this one's only 3 years old, I think, and I missed it because it was on the 18th. It was last week. But it's important enough that we need to
celebrate.
We're
revisiting?
We are.
Wow.
It's National Ceiling Fan Day.
Hey. Yeah.
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 Or if you want to call it NCFD for short.
is that what the cool,
I don't,
is that
yeah.
what the cool kids
yeah,
do?
Yeah, the cool kids call it NCFD. And the thing is, it's interesting because it was sponsored by Yankees, and, you know, they think it's really neat because now they can turn off their air conditioners and turn on their ceiling fans, when, in fact, we need them all year round pretty much. Keeps us from having to put our thermostats on absolutely chilly. And, well, you know, it does. It saves us money. I don't think there's any doubt. And that's, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, well, aside from the bathroom, I don't think there's a room in my house that doesn't have one. I just, you know, they're just important to have. Keep the air moving, all that stuff. So go ahead and shout it out today for your ceiling fan. And the thing is what, you know, you can get a ceiling fan for what, $50 now? Is
yeah,
that about
so.
Right? You know? And all you're having to do is rewire the one that died up in the ceiling, right?
Yeah, so. Tape a quarter on one of the fan blades every once in a while.
Yep.
What?
You never balanced your fan?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if it's
you
out
must
of
buy fancy fans.
Oh.
If they're out of balance, you use.
Well, no, there was a time I remember when I thought they were going to rock out of the ceiling. I mean, they're, yeah. I've,
well,
I've
you
got to
use
before.
Quarters and put that on one of the blades and
well,
figure.
Okay. Well, I don't have that house anymore, so it doesn't matter. But by the time I'm
let the going, renters deal with it.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway. It's, that was tacky. Anyway. Anyway, so Friday was National Ceiling Fan Day, and I figure you can celebrate anytime you want. I do remember when my kid was about five, I guess. I got a ceiling fan with a remote control.
Ooh. You know,
and I did the old, like, Star Trek, Star Wars thing where the kid points at the car. I said, point at the fan, see if you can make it start. That was fun. Hey, that was fun.
Do you switch the operation when the seasons switch?
Not so much. I mean,
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I know, but I got to get a chair. I got to reach.
Yeah, I have to stand in the middle of our bed to do
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's not convenient, but it works.
If they had a remote control that would do that. The thing is, though, how often do you have to use the heater in your house?
Almost never.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So,
have you seen the new poles that they have?
That do what?
That one is a fan and one is a light. Because you never can figure out which one of the ones you're pulling on when you're pulling the ceiling fan change.
Yeah.
So you know which one. You put it on that one.
Oh, you put a little thing on
there. Yeah.
Oh, the pole says fan or light.
Right.
Oh, I thought you said pole. Okay, you said the pole.
Pole thingies,
yeah,
the chains.
Yeah, okay. Well, I could just put a piece of duct tape on one of them, couldn't I? I guess you got to remember which one.
That never worked for me.
All right, let's see. All right, so I don't know how this is going to work out, but, I mean, I guess the first – by the time I got finished reading the entire story, I had my doubts. Well, let's go. Here we are. Don't you hate it when you're in Walmart or Target?
Oh, boy.
Oh, we can just end it right there. and you're standing there, and you're trying to find your special whatever, jelly, let's say, and you don't know where it is in the store.
They moved your cheese.
Exactly, something like that. And I do hate when they move the things around in a store. That's true. At a recent hackathon, a trio of programmers introduced an idea that might help, certainly could get the attention of some big retail stores. They call it Walmart Simple Text, and it works like this. You're standing in your Walmart. You're frustrated that you can't find that whatever garden hose or thing. You text "hi" to a specific number tied to that Walmart. You get an immediate response. What are you looking for? You name the item and brand, and Walmart Simple Text tells you the aisle where you'll find it and how many are in stock. Technology isn't available yet. Now,
coming soon? Is that what this story
is? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, the hackers came up with this. And I forget, I was in Target looking for something the other day, and it took two people to find it. First one didn't know that area of the store. Second one, they found it. That was cool.
Or it's magically out on an end cap because they think it'll be easier to find that
way.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. But here's my thought now. If you have done this, if you have texted that store, they now, two things. Have you begun, and in marketing they call this a relationship.
Yes.
Have you begun a relationship with this store? And they've got your contact information. So now are they going to start pushing text to you somewhere down the road?
Well, there's rules, and I think the FCC set those.
Okay.
Or the FTC. But that you have to have an opt-out option. So basically you can say stop at any time.
Yeah,
you can't,
sure. And they put that down there way down in the bottom where it's really hard to find. But I don't know. I can see the frustration of not being able to find what you're looking for in all sorts of stores because they have less help because of Obamacare, but that's a whole other conversation. Hello?
Yeah, because people walking around staring down at their phone isn't annoying enough as it is.
Yeah, let's
back to why we hate being in Walmart and Target to begin with.
Well, at least they'll have to look up to see the aisle number, right, from that standpoint. Don't know. I mean, I see where that could be useful. But at the same time,
can you imagine if they had LED signs over the aisles? Scott, over here. Hey,
It
here's your Doritos.
We need drones, little drones. And you have a little drone. You just call it My Little Drone when you walk in. Yeah, and it takes you to where you need to be.
Your hand-holding drone.
Yeah. But anyway.
The rascals aren't enough for you?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Boy, you must have gotten enough sleep this weekend. Is that it?
I did. I feel well rested.
That's funny right there.
I tell you. Anyway, so, all right. That's in some ways, again, I can see that would be helpful, but in other ways, kind of annoying. Mm. All right, so, if you're going to steal a gas station employee's car, This came from Florida, by the way. If you're going to steal a gas station employee's car, don't come back an hour later for a fill-up at that station. Happened in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how stupid. The employee saw his car pull up to the pump, and he called police because his car parked around the side of the building when his shift started was no longer there, and he figured it had been stolen. Well, the thief came back there to fill it up. I know, some people are too stupid to live. All right, this is the week that the Emmys were last night,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk about that later, but this is the week when new television shows start up again. This used to be a big deal. Now not so much, since people time shift with their DVRs and their TiVos and stuff.
Right.
But if you're going to just watch it when it comes out, I mean, do you like a show well enough that you will watch it live?
We got rabbit ears about a week ago for our TV because we had cut the cable a while back, and we said we want some of the broadcasts back. So we got those rabbit ears, and a few times we've looked at each other, oh, man, I wish I could have rewound that commercial for you. That was pretty funny.
Ah.
But, you know, we can't time shift or anything like that, so we did. My wife wanted to watch the Emmys, and she did, and I tolerated it for a little while.
All right, now, okay, so question here, actually several questions. where do you get them, and how much do they cost?
Rabbit ears?
Yeah.
They started about $15.
Okay.
And they'll go up to $100. Because
okay.
those are for the amplified versions.
Right.
And I know mine's not amplified because depending on where I stand in the room, it goes.
Okay. But so you don't tape it on the wall?
Nope.
Okay. You sit it on top of the TV and it's
sure.
kind of traditional looking like that. Yeah. Where'd you get it?
Walmart.
Okay.
That's why I didn't like watching the Emmys. He had to stand there close enough to the TV. And the wife was like, no, move a little more.
All right. So now, and how many stations can you get?
I think we get about 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
There's a whole bunch of subchannels. I mean, 3.1, 3.2.
Yeah.
12.1, 12.2.
But, I mean, who are this? Like, this is KBTX, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And
K-A-M-U.
I guess it's KAMU,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. Kags.
And we get the Fox, whichever one that one is.
Okay.
Kyle.
I haven't memorized them. Yeah, K-Y-L-E.
Okay.
And then one of the Spanish language channels.
Okay.
And it saved 40.1, 2, and 3 for us, but there's nothing on there.
Okay, okay, and so you use your remote so you don't have to watch all the snow, right? You can go right from one
another. Well, and Nicole figured something out that I didn't know because I didn't know how to get to a sub-channel on the remote. She found out there's a little decimal there, 3.1, and you can go right to
that
channel.
Oh, is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, I had no
Never
idea.
Had to do that.
All right, then, of course, here's the problem, though. You live in an HD world.
I do.
All right, so.
It's HD.
You get HD on rabbit ears?
HD over the air, of course. That's the whole point of going. That was the digital conversion a while back.
All right, okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, I got it.
No,
okay.
It's beautiful.
But you have to have the signal strength to be able to get
right.
that. Does it pixelate?
Yes. Like I said, when I walk, depending on where I walk in the house, it'll break the signal,
depending
on how strong it is. So we may upgrade to a powered or amplified.
Yeah, because I can imagine watching a football game and it pixelates with any motion.
She didn't like it. She's doing fantasy football. She was pretty. She said, "You cannot get up
to
get anything else until this game is
over."
Yeah,
no, that's I can imagine that would be.
You've been relegated to the back room.
No, all right,
you need to iron a shirt or something.
All right. So here we go. Season premiere tonight of. See, and do you like any show well enough to watch it live? And I don't. I can't think of one that I'll watch live. I don't. I mean, it doesn't matter that much. But The Big Bang Theory. Tonight at 7 o'clock. That's season number 9. We've already figured out that the payroll on that show is about $120 million. I mean, an episode, okay? Pretty substantial. If you watch Gotham, that's on at 7 o'clock tonight. Series premiere called Life in Pieces, which is CBS's answer to Modern Family. Okay, see how all that works out.
That's like 4 different stories that are revolving at the same time, right?
Yep. James Brolin is in it. Tommy Sadowski, who's from College Station, Texas, stars in that as well. So that's on tonight. That'll be at 7:30. Minority Report. This is based on that film that Steven Spielberg did, where they know what you're going to do before the crime starts. That's on Fox tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. If you're an NCIS fan, the L.A. version premieres tonight at 9 o'clock. And Castle, if you watch Castle, season number 8 for them. Is at 9 o'clock tonight, and that's on ABC. So there are some TV shows. It's premiere night out there for all of those you folks with rabbit ears.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki 2015 Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
A new government study shows that a third of American children eat pizza or other fast food every day, but 12% of their daily diet is fast food, roughly the same amount kids were eating in the 90s. The study, released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also says there's no change in the percentage of calories kids are getting from fast food. The study examined over 3,000 kids between 9 and 19. For a change, minorities are not hardest hit. Black, white, Hispanic kids all consume about the same amount of fast food, though Asian kids consume less. Income doesn't matter either. The rich kids aren't eating less fast food than the poor. Teenagers are the ones hardest hit. They get about 17% of their daily calories from fast food. I envy them. In other news concerning the children, young kids are getting drunk on hand sanitizers. Last year, there were over 16,000 cases of this, according to an analysis by the Georgia Poison Center. Hand sanitizers come in fruit flavors now, such as strawberry, grape, and orange, and they have a high alcohol content, so they evaporate. Kids like the taste, apparently, and some are ingesting it on a dare, or because they like that sanitized feeling in their mouth. So, kids eat the same amount of fast food as always, and they've taken to drinking hand sanitizer. All the effort that Michelle Obama put into changing childhood eating habits, wasted. In some cases, the kids are really wasted, probably because they're sick and tired of what she's forcing them to eat. Who can blame them, really?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machine. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1515. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1515. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1515.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A special meeting this afternoon of the College Station City Council includes several rezoning requests.
For the second time this year, the council is being asked to allow apartments to replace vacant business space on the main floor of a multi-use, multi-story building. The latest request for North Point Crossing at Texas and University was denied at last week's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. In July, the council approved allowing ground floor apartments at the lofts at Wolf Pin Creek. Landowners at the southwest corner of William D. Fitch and Barron Road next to the Southern Trace subdivision are asking for a zoning change to suburban commercial to allow for office and commercial businesses. The last item on the agenda is adopting next year's budget and tax rate. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs noted the absence of any speakers at public hearings on both items.
I'd like to think it's the policies of the council and our excellent city staff.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing is we're not changing the tax rate. It's staying the same. And we've been very transparent throughout. So I think that has to do a lot with no one coming to talk.
While the tax rate remains the same, increases in assessed valuation and new construction on the tax rolls in College Station means an increase of $2 million in property tax revenue compared to last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan firefighters responded Saturday night to an apartment fire that displaced residents in 10 units, then yesterday morning to Rutter High School to what Bryan ISD officials say was a minor fire in a portable building. Fire investigators returned yesterday to the Shamrock Village Apartments on Wayside Drive off Texas behind Enterprise Car Rental and Fatburger. The fire was in the southernmost of three buildings. The other buildings were not affected. Apartment management said there were no injuries. At Rutter High, Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says a coach discovered smoke in a portable classroom building. Webb says the fire came from an air conditioner attached to a wall. Webb says classes will be moved elsewhere until repairs are made to the wall and the air conditioning unit is replaced. No class today for students at Mumford ISD. Superintendent Pete Byinsky Jr. says a waterline break is to blame. Repairs are expected to be completed today. Byinsky says classes will resume tomorrow, pending those repairs. Finishing his fourth year as chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, John Sharp has reportedly signed a five-year contract extension where his base pay increases almost 80%. The Eagle reports Sharp's annual salary will rise to $900,000, up from $507,000. This follows action earlier this month by the Board of Regents, authorizing the board chairman to negotiate a new contract. The next step to fill cracks spotted at the dam at Lake Bryan means bringing down the lake level.
What we're doing is bracing up the dam, and in order to do that, we need to lower the water level basically till we reach parity there. So when the water level and the additional soil level is even is about where we want to be.
VTU Group Manager David Worley says the lake remains open to recreational uses and it will not impact power plant operations.
We had been instructed about a year and a half ago to bring the level of the lake up by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality. And so we're really just bringing the level kind of back down to where it was.
Worley says county and state officials have been notified water will be removed by pumps and moved into a dry creek bed for a couple of miles before it enters Thompson Creek. Those of you who drive the freeway between 6:30 in the evening and 6:30 in the morning may have already experienced more construction. Paving work is closing one lane going south between Harvey Road and Southwest Parkway and is also closing the southbound University Drive entrance ramp. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan says this will continue through Friday morning. Bryan Police and the Bryan School District continue parallel investigations of the assault of a Bryan High student a week ago today. An instructional aide and part-time coach, 37-year-old Donald Hamilton of College Station, was arrested last Friday on a misdemeanor charge of assault, resulting in bodily injury. Bryan School spokesman Brandon Webb says the 17-year-old was struck a couple of times by hand in the chest and or shoulder. Webb says the contact occurred after the student was moved out of a classroom after becoming agitated.
It's not uncommon to just sort of change a venue and see if that can't, along with the talking, see if that can't help de-escalate a situation. But apparently the altercation between the instructional aide and this young man continued. It escalated. And so it was not in his normal classroom environment, but elsewhere, in fact. And things went from there.
Webb says the student was taken home by an administrator after being checked by medical staff at the school. The student returned to school later in the week while Hamilton was placed on administrative leave with pay following the incident. It's been about 2 years since talk show host Neil Bortz retired. The Texas A&M grad, who started his 42-year career on WTAW, was in town over the weekend. He says he and his wife keep busy with their 6-year-old granddaughter and doing lots of traveling, which he posts on his Twitter account.
A lot of people have said, thanks for taking us along on your travels. I have completely changed my financial behavior so that when I retire, I'll be able to do what you're doing now, because it just seems like you're having so much fun. And we are.
While he's not on live radio, Bortz has a subscription-based podcast.
And they would not be airable on radio and would not be viewed in a positive manner by the FCC. Finally, I can say exactly what I want to say, especially about Obama.
Bortz says the number who follow him on Twitter has increased 50,000 since his retirement to almost 175,000. WTAW News Time, approaching 7:37, it's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, so here for you, ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
In conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice, Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom! More impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more.
High pressure, it's going to be over the region for the foreseeable future, so the week looks relatively sunny, except for this morning. We're starting out with a lot of high and mid-level cloudiness. That should move out, though, during the day, and it turns sunny. Highs 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows anywhere from 70 to 75. Sunshine returns tomorrow, so do highs between 90 and 95. Tomorrow night, clear, 70 to 75. Sunny and 90 to 95 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've got to complete my speeches. The speech was to start fast, which we did. The first.
It's just not so much the finishing part. And he goes on to explain more about that. That's Coach Sublin. Following the Aggies' win over Nevada, we'll have more on that, of course. We'll update you with high school football. And Tony Romo and Dez Bryant no longer playing with the Cowboys until they're better anyway. All that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes.
How would anybody know how they played in the end of the game? My gosh, that was an empty stadium.
Yeah.
Wow. Gee whiz.
Philadelphia looks bad.
Well, you're hoping that you're not in a situation record-wise where you play many 11 o'clock games, and certainly not in September. It was very pleasant at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
By noon, it was pretty uncomfy there. And, you know, because the south end is now closed in, any semblance of breeze would be tough to find. But even if you looked at the flags, there wasn't much breeze. So, it looks like it was fairly uncomfortable there. And
maybe we need to see about a stadium-sized ceiling fan.
Oh, I like that.
There's the Big A Fan Company.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know if they can quite do that. You know, people under the overhang, I guess, hung around longer, but yeah. It was tough. It's very difficult to, and I'm sure that there the cries of 2%ers and all that were out there, but you know, it just danged hot. And yeah, they could use if the tempo would just speed up too. But
I think some of the third deck people got promotional sunglasses, so that was fun for them.
Oh, really? They had those passed out in the air conditioning comfort where we were too.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, we didn't bring you any.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Sorry. Looking through ATM glasses,
maroon colored glasses.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Exactly. So, what do you regret when you look back on your life? That's what Carl Palomir, a professor of human development at Cornell University, asked hundreds of older people. Carl says that he was unprepared for the answer that he so often received that was, I wish I had not spent so much of my life worrying. Several years ago, he's a world-renowned gerontologist. That means a guy who studies old guys and gals. He met June Driscoll, a particularly spirited 90-year-old woman in a nursing home, and she told him, it's my responsibility to be as happy as I can right here today. His conversation with her inspired him to launch the Legacy Project and ask more than 1,500 U.S. Americans over the age of 65 about the most important lessons they learned over the course of their lives. Now, again, it's like anything else. You'd like to know exactly what the demographics are of the people that he talked to. Because consider, there are some folks who haven't had an extra penny to rub together since they were 30.
Been eating dog food.
If they lived to 65, what would their answer be as opposed to someone who was moderately successful and able to move in with a family member when they were 65 or whatever, or get support in some way, shape, or form, or then move on into retirement? I mean, I think I understand not worry too much. I got that, okay? Certainly there are times that I do that and go, man, I shouldn't have worried about that. That worked out okay. But in general, there's some people who have to worry from the time that they're 30 years old for whatever reason, and I would bet that they've got a few other stories there. No percentages in this particular telling of the story, but there it is. Oh, by the way, got a phone call. If you'll put some aluminum foil on those rabbit ears.
Oh, maybe so. I remember trying. I mean, we had them growing up. Yeah. I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Okay, all right.
Okay. The first time we had it. I mean, just from the twisted, the antennas got a little better reception.
Yeah, okay. Those of us who have the WAR go, okay.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to do
not that.
Not
that big
and
of a
that's,
deal.
Yeah, and that's fine. It doesn't matter because, again, if you have other ways to...
Well, and that's the thing. We only have them because we were cord cutters and just wanted to connect with the real world every once in a while.
I understand. All right, do as I say, not as I do. According to 90% of teens, that's the message that they are getting from their bad driving parents. Now, granted, the survey is from Liberty Mutual Insurance, okay? But they talked to 1,700 11th and 12th graders, and this is what they see their parents doing. 91% are talking on the phone while driving. Oh, my gosh. 88% are speeding. 59% are seen by their teen texting while they drive. 59%. This probably not so much here. 47% of parents forget to buckle up. Of course, I don't know what states don't have mandatory buckle
laws. Yeah, I think
they
all are.
Yeah, maybe so. That would be interesting if there was only a way that we could find that out, you know?
I may be wrong and I'll look, which I'm doing now.
That's the whole idea.
I think Wyoming. Because the federally matching funds thing is the reason they do that.
20% have been busted driving under the influence of alcohol by their teen, and 7% were high on pot.
There's 10 states without it.
Really?
Yeah.
20, could you name
20%?
Them? 20%.
No, New Hampshire's one.
Well, of course, that's New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Never mind. Well, I mean, if the list was right there, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
but that's more states than I thought.
Me too.
Yeah. Stephen Wallace, who's a senior advisor for policy research and education, said the best teacher for a teen driver is a good parental role model. Well, excuse me, that's true for anything, not just driving, okay? Good parental role models. You don't yell at the umpire while your kid's sitting next to you. Young drivers who witness this behind-the-wheel behavior in their parents are far more likely, obviously, to do the exact same thing. Show them how easy it is to pull over to a safe spot before using your phone or to call Uber or somebody if you've had too much to drink, because they will notice that. But they'll notice anything else. If you light up a cigarette in front of them, they're going to notice that, too. It's your behavior, no matter what, whether you're behind the wheel or anything
little
else.
Little sponges.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They are little sponges.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How are your kids' grades doing? I know my wife and I are struggling with one of our boys. If they're having trouble, I encourage you to not hit the panic button. A strong report card certainly has its place, but struggles in school don't have to mean your child is doomed to failure for the rest of his life. Think about this. A study of successful entrepreneurs showed that an unusually large percentage struggled with dyslexia. And that could be a frustrating condition in traditional education because letters get jumbled together and you simply can't read. So how can people facing such a challenging obstacle achieve success? Well, because of something called compensation learning. It's the workaround you do when you're forced to compensate for talents and skills you don't have, or abilities you've lost. Many of these businessmen featured in the study tell a similar story. They didn't have a key skill they needed to do well in school, like they couldn't read. So what did they do? Well, they compensated. They learned how to problem solve, to build teams, to delegate responsibility, and to communicate orally instead of through writing. In other words, their lack of skill in one area helped them develop top skills in many others. I'm not suggesting that grades don't matter or that parents should overlook learning disabilities, but I do encourage you to remember that the true depth of your child's abilities may not always show up on their report card. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is How I Live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Russi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:51. Week 4 of high school football is in the books, and College Station blasted Elgin 64-0. Navasota pounded Lake Area New Tech. They're from Louisiana. They won 65-21. Buffalo trounced Alto 74-21. And St. Joe's Catholic fell to John Paul II 15-12. Brian, Consol, and Rudder all had the week off. And you can find more on your favorite high school team, including podcasts and more, at BrazosFootball.com. A&M wrapped up their non-conference schedule with yet another non-conference win. They've got the longest national winning streak against non-FBS teams. That streak now has run to 19. They ran over Nevada 44-27. Eggs were up early in both halves, slowed down midway through both halves, and Coach Sumlin commented on that following the game.
I've got to complete my speeches. The speech was to start fast, which we did. The first drive went right down the field, and then we stalled out at halftime. I said, hey, look, let's jump on these guys right away. We get the pick and score. But obviously, I got to do a better job of completing my speech and after we start the beginning of these games. And that's where we need to get better.
Aggie quarterback Kyle Allen threw 4 touchdown passes and ran for yet another as the Aggs drifted off to another win. Arkansas is on the horizon, and the Aggie quarterback said the guys are ready for conference play.
I think as a whole, the entire team is ready for SEC play. You know, we didn't do a great enough job to finish out these first two or these last two games that we played, but I think you can see when we played Arizona State how ready we were for that game. And I know that coming into any game, you want to be ready fully for any opponent you're playing, but I think everyone's hungry for SEC play. I know for a fact that I am, and I'm ready to play some SEC games and get this thing going.
A&M heads to Jerry World up in Arlington Saturday for a 6 o'clock kickoff against the Razorbacks from Arkansas. Pregame at 5, kickoff is at 6 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. With the win, the Aggies bumped to number 14 in the new Associated Press Top 25 poll. It's topped by Ohio State and Michigan at 1 and 2. They're out of the Big Ten. Number 3 is shared by Mississippi and TCU, and Baylor came in 5th. Bama was upset by Ole Miss. They dropped from 2 to 12. In Aggie soccer action, the team scored in the 70th minute, and the Maroon and White edged Vanderbilt 1-0 on Friday in their SEC home opener. Here's Coach G following that win.
A W is a W. It wasn't very pretty, but we found a way to get the win. Credit to Vanderbilt because they played hard. They had a good plan. They went out to execute it and really had some good chances. I thought our defending at the end was the big difference. I thought our goalkeeping was very, very good tonight. Taylor did a good job to get that shutout. And really a great goal by Haley Pounds.
And then last night, Carly Muller's first career goal came with 1:05 left in the second overtime to lead number 5 A&M to a 2-1 win over North Texas. Aggie volleyball unable to pull off its second consecutive win against a ranked opponent. They fell on Friday to number 18 Florida State in 4 sets. The ladies stayed on the road, though, and did get a win over Florida A&M yesterday to send their record to 7-4. In the NFL, Tony Romo joined Dez Bryant on the injured list with a broken left collarbone as the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 20-10. Romo suffered a similar injury in Week 7 of 2010 and missed the rest of that season on the IR. Cowboys head man Jason Garrett said this was a next man up situation.
Guys were ready to play. Guys stepped up. You know, if you think about the guys that went in for them, they were the guys that made the significant plays throughout the ball game. Brandon Whedon through the big slant route at the end of the ball game. Terrence Williams versus an all-out blitz wins on a slant and runs in. So, You know, the mindset and the mentality is control what we control, be our best regardless of what the circumstances are, and be ready for your opportunities. And those guys were ready. I thought our team was ready and responded really well to that adversity.
The team will evaluate Romo today. Dallas has already lost Bryant for at least the next 8 weeks due to a broken bone in his foot. Romo's backup, Brandon Whedon, threw 42-yard touchdown pass to Terrence Williams, and the Cowboys overcame a franchise record 18 penalties to get their 10th consecutive road win. Heisman trophies were all over the place in the NFL yesterday as Heisman winner Cam Newton threw two touchdown passes and literally did a flip into the end zone for a third to lead the Carolina Panthers past the Texans 24-17. In other Heisman news, Johnny Football and his Cleveland Browns outdueled Marcus Mariota to knock off the Titans 28-14. Manziel threw two touchdown passes for over 50 yards apiece. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have seen their lead in the American League West shrink to a game and a half over Houston. Felix Hernandez became the American League's first 18-game winner, and Robinson Cano had four RBIs as Seattle hammered the Rangers 9-2. The Astros picked up their second straight win as Colby Rasmus homered twice and had three RBIs in a 5-1 win over the Oakland Athletics. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's check the deal of the day now with Mike Vivaldi and the gang at Team of Navasota. Now, we've been in talking for two or three weeks now. And it dawned on me, how long have you had the dealership?
Actually, I partnered up with the Team of Navasota about 6 years ago. You know, I really take pride in how we've built our dealership. There's a lot of local customers that have been buying from me since I was selling, you know, four-wheelers and cars and stuff when I was, you know, 15 years ago. And they've kind of followed me through my career as it's progressed. So it's been a great deal. I love the Team of Navasota family, and I love all of our customers.
All right, man, what's our deal of the day today?
Well, we're going to talk about new GM products. GM is running 0% on just about every 2015 model, and then we have huge incentives on Ram trucks, so give us a holler.
All right, and I know you do the 10 under 10, so what's the web address?
It's teamofnavasota.com.
Thank you, sir, and that's a wrap. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Andy Wynn. Beal & Wynn Insurance is proud to announce that we have been awarded the Texas Treasurer Business Award by the Texas Historical Commission. This award honors businesses that have provided employment and benefited their local economies for over 50 years. Family-owned since 1946, we have dozens of insurance companies to service all lines of coverage, from personal to commercial, life, and health. Call us at 268-1500 or visit us at BealInsurance.com and see why we've been trusted by our clients for nearly 70 years. Beal & Wynn Insurance, since 1946.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care. Closer to home.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, it's interesting. This is a great weekend for football. Ole Miss and Alabama was one of the best. One of the most entertaining games.
Just a
I've
great
ever seen.
Game.
It was. LSU scares the heck out of me after watching that. Maybe Auburn just really isn't very good.
They're not.
Maybe they're just.
They're just not.
They're just not very good.
And I don't think Arkansas is either.
Well, I was talking to Louie about that. Consider. If you were an Auburn fan over the last 7 years, the roller coaster that you've been on. I mean, Cam Newton, national champs, then they sucked, then there's Muschamp, everything's going to be fine. Oh, wait a minute, maybe not.
Went 1-for-8 in the SEC the following year. It was ridiculously bad.
So it is. It was unfortunate. But and then Texas, I mean, I don't think they'd have won the game in overtime, but, you know, at least they got close. They can at least, you know, they can go through the office today and everything is all right. But we got this little Texas Tech game where they beat Alabama. I mean, they beat Arkansas, which in some ways scares me because this is what Cliff Kingsbury said after the game.
At the Texas High School Coaches Convention this summer, he stood up and said, if you don't play with a fullback, we'll kick your ass. If you throw it 70 times a game, we'll kick your ass. And he just got his ass kicked twice in a row and probably next week by A&M as well. So. That did feel good.
Yeah. Kingsbury's dad is a coach in Texas high school football.
So he's got billboard material from somebody else.
Exactly. That's what I mean is, they don't put it up on the bulletin board. It's out there on the internet. Cliff Kingsbury's already calling it for this weekend. But thanks, Cliff. We hope that works out well for us. High temperature today will be about 94. It looks like no mention of rain all week long. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Bryant. Kelly Templin, the College Station city manager, joins us after the news.